Tonight's shir simikuf ayin vav shehapas poteres paperis. When they make a bracha hamotzi on bread, it covers the paperis. Paperis is some kind of food they would eat that's normally mizoinus. Siv aleph berich al hapas. If you make a bracha on bread, poteres paperis, it covers the paperis. What's that? Tahainu perui pas dak dak. These are crumbs of bread, very small, very fine. She dibkam im morocco dvash, and then they are stuck together with broth or honey, and the bracha will be mezoinus. If you said hamotzi, it covers it. Be'erach al paperes, if you make a bracha on the paperes, lo potos apas, that doesn't cover bread. You still have to make a hamotzi after the mezoinus. The Ramah says, be'erach al paperes, put the ma'aseh k'deira, but if you made a mezoinus on the paperes, you're not going to make a bracha on cooked grain, shu daisa kiyotze bo, like daisa, daisa's cooked grain. V'chein in be'erach al ma'aseh k'deira, put the paperes. Or if I made a mezoinus on the ma'aseh k'deira, again, if I made a bracha on cooked grain, I'm not going to make a bracha on the paperes. They're both mezoinus, and they cover each other. Mishnah Berurah sifkon al dak dak. The bread is crumbs, very fine. She'ein bem kazayis, there's no kazayis. Ovid mehem ter lechem, that has no appearance of bread. She'bir chosam, borei b'nei mezoinus, the broch is borei b'nei mezoinus. K'mevor b'simekuf samaches tifyud. We learned this back in simekuf samaches. U'mekomokam partaluhu pas b'pnei she'heim tefim l'gabei. When you make hamotzi on bread, it covers it because it's incidental to the bread. V'harayim nechshovim k'maisa k'deira, similar to any cooked grain during a meal. The pas potarton, the bread covers it. So if you eat farfel, couscous, these are grains that are cooked, the hamotzi covers it. So too it covers the paperas. Sifkon beis, berech al paperas, the derechu lahaviyam koidem hasuda. It was very common to bring out these paperas before the meal starts. The tainug, it's geshmak, it tastes good. Oh, the hamshach halev achil, or maybe it's an appetizer. For the potter as a pass, but it won't cover bread. Kivin de bir chason, brevin and zonis, because the bracha is brevin and zonis. For kasa b'shita b'kavetsa, shita b'kavetsa writes, she'afim kivin b'feirish lifter, even if you have in mind that it should cover the bread, lomani will not help. So Shara Tzion points out, you know, if you make a zonis on a piece of bread, it works. That's when I'm making a zonis on a piece of bread. If you're making a mezoinus on mezoinus, it will not cover bread, even though you have in mind that it should cover it. That's what he says. Well, the Indian bracha achrona. Now, what about bracha achrona? He's eating this before the meal starts. If he's eating it because it gives him pleasure, tastes good, or a little bit to satisfy himself, he's hungry, he would be required to say an alamichya before the meal starts. But if he didn't make an almicha and he gets up to benching, he benched. But the yavid, after the fact, benching will cover all the mizonis he ate beforehand. Come on, as we write later, Mishnah Berurah and Simon Ches, I and Shem look over there. The yesh oimim, some say, that if his intent is to have the same mizonis or other mizonis during the meal, then what he eats before and what he eats later is all one. And in such a case, he should not say alamicho, and he should lechatchila rely on benching at the end. But it would seem, even according to this view, that when he benches, he should have in mind explicitly that this covers the mezonis beforehand. We discuss the Be'erlocha, what happens Shabbos morning. After Kiddush, we eat cake, kichel. It would be more appropriate, even according to the first view, not to say an alamichya before the meal, but rather have it covered with benching. Especially if he's going to eat this mezonis during the meal. So when he said mezonis before the meal, it covers the cake he eats during the meal. Everyone would agree that the benching covers it. It's all connected to the meal. So he's discussing a person who is kiddush at home, and right after kiddush has mezonis. This is a chassidish minig to have cake right after kiddush before they wash, and then they go wash. So according to what we said before, you should say alamichya before you wash. But he's saying no. By kiddush, we'll say that you're not going to make a bracha achrona, and benching will cover it. And certainly if you eat more cake later on during the meal, it's all connected, and benching will cover it. The agav, atek mi poiskim achronim, od ezed dinim, mashach l'inizem. Now that I'm discussing the inyan of eating things before the meal, I'm going to bring from many poiskim a number of halachas that are relevant to this. We've been discussing eating mizonos before the meal. Let's talk about eating other things before the meal. Aleph. If you want to eat before you wash your hands for a meal, certain food items that would need a bracha during the meal could go in pairs, like raw fruit. And he has in mind to eat fruit during the meal. So when he says the Berpia eats before he washes his yadayim, and he has some fruit, he has in mind that this should cover the fruit during the meal also. In Cain, if such a case, then it's all necessary for the meal. And he shouldn't make a bracha, brain of fashos. Benching covers everything. The same way it covers whatever you eat during the meal. But let's say he's only eating the fruits before the meal, and he's not having any fruits during the meal. Then he has to say a brain of fashos on the fruit, because that fruit has no shaychus to the meal. The kivan shachalom koydem asuda, since he ate them before the meal started, and shiachem asuda klal, it's not relevant to the meal at all. V'afil mol birch baruch achron akom tiyos edayim, and even if he didn't say a brain of fashos before until tiyos edayim, sarach levarach b'toch asuda, they have to make a baruch adon asuda. Now, Mishnah Berurah is always saying baruch achron instead of brain of fashos, because it could be it's al ha'eitz if you're having grapes or pomegranate or fig, but if it's apples or other fruits, whatever it is, whether it's main shalosh or whether it's brain of fashos, the baruch achron should be said before the meal starts or even after the meal started, because the benching is not going to cover it. Benching will not cover fruits that I ate before the meal. Days. This is if you're eating fruits, like we said. But let's say I'm eating something before I start the meal, the kind of thing that does not need a bracha during the meal. I'm eating things that accompany the seuda, like vegetables, like potatoes. If I have it before the meal, then even if I have a mind, I'll have some during the meal too. For these things, the bracha before the meal is irrelevant. The bracha motzi covers it. So whatever I ate before the meal, it has no relevance to the meal. And I have to say when I finish eating it, because it's not shaykh to the meal. So according to this, if you go to the pizza shop and you order pizza and french fries, and they bring out the french fries right away, but your pizza's not ready yet. So you make an adam, you start eating your french fries. And then a few minutes later, out comes the pizza. You're going to wash the hemotzi in the pizza. You have to bring the fashos if you had a kazayas of french fries, because the french fries are the potatoes. It's a meal food. It's not covered by the hemotzi in the berachas of Boston. You have to bring the fashos on the french fries you ate before you washed. As far as wine and other drinks, we discussed it earlier. So what this means is, let's say I'm slicing a roast before the meal starts. I didn't wash it. And it tastes good. It smells good. So I want some. So I make a shahakal and take some. If I have a gazai, I have to say benefashos. The fact that I may eat it during the meal doesn't help me any. Because it's covered by the motzi. What I eat before has no shaychus. Any meal food that I eat before the meal requires bracha achrona. And this happens at most smorgasbords. They serve meatballs and rice and kekishes and hot dogs. You have to take bracha achrona. It has no shaychus to the suit. If you're going to wash at the meal, it has no shaychus, because it's all meal foods. So you must make a bracha achrona beforehand. Gimel. Acheinim achal koidim hanatila par parois. But let's say I'm eating before I wash things that are appetizers. Laham shechalev la'achila. And they're going to make me hungry. It's going to open up my stomach. Kagon, my name is Sika. Perhaps there's sweet things. Shekoin eingemachs, mirkachas, some kind of mixture. O davar meluach, or something salty v'kadomer, or similar to that. Ein levarach alein barachon. They don't make a barachona. Teim shayachim lesuda. They're connected to the meal. V'niftan berachas amazim, and it's part berachas amazim. So meal foods before the alatias adayim is a barachona. Fruit before the meal is barachona. appetizers before the meal do not need a bechachona because they're okay. part of the meal. And even fruits would not need a bechachona if I'm going to have more fruit later on and I need that bracha rishona to connect to the fruit I eat later on. Dalet. The dan you should know. Now the allowance to eat before the hamotzi things that wouldn't need a bracha if I wait till I wash. Is like the things you mentioned in Ospeis. If it's only because I'm not going to eat the meal right away. But if the table is set, the bread is there, you can't cause an unnecessary bracha. Just say hamotzi. The part is other foods. Some say, let's say you enjoy eating it more before the meal than during the meal, it's not garam baruch shen tzvicha. And if it's things that serve as an appetizer, then you can be making to eat it before the meal. Sevkan Gimel, Poter Maisa Kedera, the bracha on the papyrus, part of the Maisa Kedera, Shibrachas on non-Bermanizos, because the bracha on papyrus is Mizonis, just like the Maisa Kedera, so one bracha covers, they cover each other.